This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, we are in the midst of free agency, and we've got a lot of football news, and we'll continue to talk about it here on the show because it is front and center, and rightfully so. We're waiting to see what the Falcons may do, but they've already made a major move today in releasing Grady Jarrett. Again, none of this becomes official until the first league day, which is Wednesday, but all of this stuff is being reported. Also, we do need to talk about what the Hawks did this weekend, and they're back in action tonight, Mike. They are making some hay here. They are in the 7th seed right now after sweeping Indy. I didn't know, you know, people didn't think that was going to happen after beating them Thursday. Can they come back and beat them Saturday? They did.
Hey, you and I were joking around. We were having fun with Steve Coonan, as we always do weekly, and I was saying, yeah, man, maybe the – he was like, maybe the Patriots are going to have some fun this weekend. I said, they looked like in the first quarter they did spend all night at Magic City.
They did.
I mean, they came out completely flat and lifeless. And I think the Hawks outscored by 19 points in the first quarter and then obviously hung on for the win.
So that is the good news. We'll continue to talk about this as we move through the show. But there's a chance. I mean, what we're telling you is 7th and then you get to 6th. Guys, top 6 seeds are guaranteed. They're locks. They're not in the play-in. Can you catch – is it Detroit, I believe it is? Can you catch them?
No, that's five. We're 5 games back of those guys right now.
It's tough, and time's running out. But
18 games left.
But you got Philly tonight, terrible. You got Charlotte on Wednesday, terrible.
Well, you know us, baby. We always play up to the level of competition and down to the level of competition. Let's hope they don't do that.
You're absolutely right. All right, back to football here real quick. What do you have, Turtle? What you got?
Yeah, this is from D-Led, who will join us tomorrow on the show. He said Falcons aren't going to improve their pass rush and free agency with Mack and Sweat off the board. They'll be shopping at Dollar Tree and drafting folks with their 5 picks.
That's it, quarterback. They are never going to be day one spenders. More like day two. Day three. Somebody shop at the Macy's. We're Filene's basement. Or the Dollar General.
We knew.
Liata Lenta.
Yes, we missed him too. We knew that they were not going to be day one guys. And listen, when we say day one, we're talking about the league year starts, all these deals become official, and there would be reports, just like what we're telling you now, if, for example, we were in the market, which we weren't, and we kind of knew this, for any of these potential D-tackles, Mike, or even these edge guys. But, you know, as we talked a lot about what the Eagles were losing, and Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, those are the kind of guys we were talking about going and get. The reports would be out. We're not involved in any of that.
I know that Daniel Flick, our buddy, had an article in SI saying that we're in the mix a couple days ago for Dre Greenlaw. And I was just telling Carl during the commercial break, I know it's a tough story and it was a tough break to get blow the Achilles out running down to the field in the Super Bowl.
It was.
But that guy, you know, he played 2 games last year. I'm sorry. I can't keep Troy Andersen on the field. I'm not going to go sign a guy who's just dealing with an Achilles injury. And that's we just dealt with an Achilles injury with Kirk Cousins. That's a hard pass for me on Dre Greenlaw unless the price is incredibly cheap.
Well, look, Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner 3 years ago were the best linebacking core in the NFL. It's why the 49ers were going to Super Bowls. And, of course, they had those guys up front with Bosa and company, Mike, and then they had a really good secondary. I'm with you on this. Like that's another reason why I said a guy coming off of an injury, not interested. Guy that's 30-plus, not interested. This is why you got to get in the mix for guys that are in their prime, and there's a cost to that. And if you can't do that, then you got to go find that guy in the draft, and hopefully you draft the right guy.
And it sucks for him because this guy's a fifth rounder, and so, I mean, he's looking for the big contract. And the injury timing just couldn't have been worse.
Killed him. It absolutely killed his timing. You're right. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we talk about all the deals that are going down. And if you're just joining us again, two major quarterbacks off the board when it comes to how this plays out for us with trying to find a trade partner potentially for Kirk Cousins. Justin Fields is going to the Jets, and I think a lot of people are surprised at this. I certainly am, Mike, just knowing that how the Steelers were wanting him back and kind of courting him and saying, hey, it's your team, come on back. And he goes to the Jets. And then Sam Darnold's deal. And look, the money is a surprise, guys. It just is. For a guy that threw 35, 37 touchdowns, 4,000 yards last year and won 14 games, everybody thought this was going to be a $45 million plus a year guy. And the Seahawks grab him for little of nothing when you talk about the quarterback market in the deal that they've signed Sam Darnold to.
$33 million it averages out too, which I got to be honest, I mean, that's a fair deal. I wonder what his camp was like. I mean, did his agent say, look at Sam and say, look, baby. You know, you make him sound like our old agent. You have the bed against the Lions and you poop the bed against Rams. You're not going to get paid big money. So take the $33 million. You make $100 million to get the heck out of Dodge. If you knew our agent, it was similar but different. But no, I think that's fair.
But the good news is, Mike, he gets in, he plays well, he's got another payday coming.
Correct.
He's only 27.
He's betting on himself.
Correct. Right. So that's the good news for Sam Darnold is you're getting $100 million now. Or $55 million in guarantees, you could turn right back around in 2 years and have $150 million or $200 million in guarantees if he plays well. So that's kind of out there. Meanwhile, just some other things that are going on around the NFL, and again, not necessarily Falcon related, but I will tell you guys, I like what Carolina's doing. Now, is Bryce Young the Bryce Young we saw at the end of the season when he sliced and diced us, and he's going to come back a new guy at the start of the season next year? Remember, he got benched. That looked like it was going to be a fiasco, and they said, look, he just needs to sit. He needs to see a few things. But Mike, signing J.C. Horn and making him the highest-paid corner, I think that was a no-brainer. That you keep your guys. But I also think some of the money that they're trying to spend here to improve their defense is going to help them. And so I still think, guys, they're probably the worst team in this division. Tampa gets Chris Godwin back, by the way. We didn't mention that. Tampa's still the team to beat. In this division.
Yeah, Hassan Reddick, they get Godwin back. Also, did you mention the Trevon Moehrig signing?
I did not.
Carolina picks up what's considered the number one safety free agent, former Raider. So they're getting better on the back end. So everybody in this division, but this goes back to, you know, this the budget, you know, saying that, well, we always budgeted for Kirk Cousins. Well, you know, when he's not starting, it just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Bears get Drew Dolman. All right, our former center signs with the Bears, or he will, and they will literally have an all new offensive line. They drafted Darnell Wright out of Tennessee, but everybody else, Mike, two guards, Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooney, new guards, new center, new left tackle, pretty much, for the Bears.
I mean, you needed to do this because, let's be honest, Caleb Williams, if you're going to get a clean slate and have a fair idea what this guy can do, he can't be running for his life. He got his most sacked quarterback in the league last year.
Yeah, so there's a lot happening there. And then you mentioned Hassan Reddick. Now, would you have been interested in this? I'm just asking, because I wasn't. I thought he was a head case.
Nah, I just thought the way things played out with the Jets, and you know, what is he at this stage? Plus, how old is he?
So what is it? 1 year deal to the Bucks. By the
Chris,
way,
Chris, is he 30 now? How old is Hassan Reddick? He's still on the right side of 30.
No, I think he's over 30.
Yeah, I that's a hard pass for me as well.
$14 million, including $12 million in guarantees. Now he's going to start the season, meaning camp. He missed all of that stuff last year, right? And then remember, he really had zero impact with the Jets. But
he was late getting there.
I don't know. I say this, Mike, and he'll probably have 3 damn sacks in our games.
He is 30 on the button, by the way. Or
guys,
he just told me.
We have some breaking news.
Uh oh.
Source, this is from Adam Schefter, the verified account with 11.4 million followers. Former Falcons Pro Bowl defensive tackle Grady Jarrett, released today from Atlanta, has already found a new home, reaching agreement on a 3-year, $43.5 million deal, including $28.5 million fully guaranteed with the Bears.
Okay.
I hate Grady.
Deal negotiated by Todd France.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Joan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At athletes first.
Good for him. And we wanted to, now, again, if you believe that Chicago's on the uptick with all the moves we just talked about on the offensive side, good for Grady.
Yeah, I do think they're on the uptick. Are they as good as the Lions? Not yet. But I will tell you that that division is going to be very interesting. And now you say with Minnesota and J.J. McCarthy, because you have to assume that's who's going to start. Mm-hmm. How good is he with the surrounding cast that Sam Darnold had last year? They just re-signed their running back. They still have the wide receivers and the tight end. They're very good defensively. And then the Packers. Like, all of a sudden, Lions, Bears, that division, Mike, might be a beast if the Bears can come on. And congratulations to Grady. Mike, he would not have gotten this kind of guaranteed money with the Falcons, even in a restructured deal. So the reason why this didn't work, and I'll tell you now that it's done, is the Falcons said, hey, we want to do a deal. Let's restructure. Here's our number. Todd France and Grady said, that ain't high enough. And they couldn't reach an agreement.
Right.
So then they released him. And immediately he signs because we knew there were other teams that were potentially interested in Grady's services. So congratulations to him. But at the end of the day, it didn't make sense for the Falcons to sign him for more than what they were willing to sign him for.
Right. We talked about this. A guy's telling that guy was, it's funny. Irony can be pretty ironic sometimes. I was saying, look, grow up. Grady got over $106 million guaranteed in his career here in Atlanta, if you add it all up. And guys like, this front office is terrible. Like, I've killed this front office for years. I'm just telling you, here's the reality we live in. Grady is the best player on an awful defense. It was making a big cap number. We told you this was inevitable. You just laid it out. And good for Grady. He lands on his feet and he makes some more guaranteed money. Money he could never make here. I mean,
they weren't going to pay him $30 million guaranteed.
They were all guys. There was only so many guys we could cut. As the caller brought up on the 2 o'clock hour, they restructured Onyemata last season. I still thought they may cut him anyway.
But $8 million, $8 million, man.
But this was always going to happen. And we love Grady, and we know what he means to this team. But we boxed ourselves into another cap hell. It's just the way we are.
Yeah. And by the way, for the numbers' sake, Grady had a better year than Onyemata last year.
Yeah, Onyemata's numbers were down.
Yes, it's not even close.
But Grady's a bigger, you know, cap hit and bigger cap savings.
All right, man, we got more to get to. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Don't go anywhere. More news is hitting literally every few minutes. Stay right there. We're going to keep you updated. It's Dukes and Bell.